Life Audio.
Hi there. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Grace Fox. Have you ever felt like your mind is on overload? You need biblical encouragement, but you just can't focus on a long read? Then check out my latest book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. This little book contains 90 daily meditations written to direct your heart into God's presence and promises. It's available wherever Christian books are sold. Connect with me further on my website, gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 119, 143.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 119, 143. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Life can feel pretty stressful sometimes. Besides the normal challenges that come with work, parenting, marriage, growing old, and paying the bills, we sometimes face health-related troubles too, either our own or those of a loved one who needs our help. Beyond dealing with difficult situations at home and in the workplace, we sometimes deal with stressful situations at church, in our city, and on the national and international level. Goodness, just listening to the news nowadays can trigger fear and anxiety. The psalmist who wrote today's verse knew what stress was like. We don't know the author's identity for sure, but theologians agree it was either David, Ezra, Daniel, or Jeremiah. All of those men endured a lot of suffering in their day. Whoever wrote Psalm 119 said that others plotted against him. Throughout the chapter, he recalled his enemies taunting him, oppressing him, and slandering his reputation. He spoke of being persecuted with lies and the wicked ensnaring him with cords. In the original language, the word translated trouble means literally trouble of any kind, no matter what the cause. But then he added another word that's translated anguish. This one implies being pressed or compressed. This would be the distress mentioned in the verse. It suggests being stuck in a confined space, a narrow place where there's no room to move. Both words suggest affliction of a serious nature. The writer said trouble and distress had come upon him. By this he meant they pursued him. They hounded and hunted him. They chased him until they grew close enough to pounce, and then they captured him. Perhaps you can relate. Maybe trouble and distress have pursued and caught you, too. Now you feel hard-pressed for hope that God sees you and hears your cries for help. You're hard-pressed for hope that He will come to your rescue and defend you from those bent on hurting you. You feel hard-pressed for hope that things will ever get better and lead to a good outcome. May I encourage you today? The author of today's verse wrote, "Trouble and distress have come upon me." That was true. He was in difficult circumstances, but he didn't stop with those words. Neither did he continue with a statement like, "So I'm filled with despair and wringing my hands and not knowing which way to turn." The author acknowledged his difficult circumstances, and then he said, "But your commandments give me delight." The man was filled with anguish and was hard-pressed for hope, but in the midst of his suffering, he turned his focus to God's word and found joy. The New Living Translation says it this way, "As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands." The message reads like this, "Even though troubles came down on me hard, your commands always gave me delight." His words echo the sentiments expressed by another writer in Psalm 19, 7 and 9. "The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart." My friend, when trouble overwhelms us, and it will, let's not wring our hands in despair. Let's neither ignore our pain nor numb it with a temporary fix. Instead, let's acknowledge it and then turn to God's word and hang on to the truth. The first and foremost is the truth about who God is. The scriptures are filled with descriptions and examples that show us He is faithful to those who love Him. He's involved in every detail of our lives. He's wise and good and strong and completely trustworthy. Amidst the stresses of life that come down hard on us, these reassurances about God's character revive our soul and bring joy to the heart. God's promises do the same. We might go through flood and fire, but those things will not overtake us because He is with us. He never leaves or abandons us. He leads us and cares for us as a good shepherd cares for his sheep. He gives us wisdom in abundance. He teaches us and He comforts us. Life can feel pretty stressful sometimes, but we can rise above the pain and the pressure. We can find joy by filling our minds with the truth of God's wonderful word. Then we can say, as the psalmist did, "Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commandments give me delight." Let's pray. Holy God, we praise you for being unchangeable. You are the same as you were when the psalmist wrote the words we've studied today. Your truths remain the same. Your promises have not changed. Teach us, as you did the psalmist, to turn to your word for encouragement when trouble and distress press hard on us. Revive us and restore our joy through your commands. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Well, the physician comes in and says, tells this lovely couple, "Hey, your son's not going to make it, but there's a young girl here in the hospital who just delivered a baby girl, and she's given her up. She's going to leave her here. Do you want her instead?"
That was chart topper Ryan Stevenson sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.